Hi there, welcome to another episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader, weekly podcasts and videos for all those involved in youth and children's work in our churches. Hope they're encouraging you each week. Today, I want to consider the idea of being approachable and how approachable Jesus was and is. You know, when you think of important people, I wonder if you've ever met someone famous. I wonder if you've ever met someone important, whether that's the Prime Minister or the Queen or a member of the royal family. I can't say I have really. I once interviewed Cliff Richard. Is probably the closest I get to a claim to fame. But that was a different story. I wonder if you've ever met someone famous or someone who's really important. You hear these stories, don't you? We've recently, well, a couple of weeks ago, we had the honours list announced for the Queen's birthday, where new people get given MBEs and OBEs and knighthoods and all those kind of things. And you hear many stories, don't you, of celebrities who've been knighted, who get the briefing before they receive their knighthood, before they're presented to the Queen or Prince Charles or whoever it may be. And they're told what to do and what not to do and what to say and what not to say. And several times things have stood out for me that I've heard from those kind of encounters is how people completely start to talk gibberish. They completely forget who they are and what they're supposed to say. And they just don't know. The words don't come out right because they're so nervous. They're so excited. They're so anxious. They're so careful not to make a mistake that they end up just talking nonsense. And I wonder if the Queen thinks half the country can't actually speak. The other thing that stands out for me from those descriptions is how when you approach the Queen, you have to let her speak first and you mustn't speak first. And then when you when it's time to get up and go back to your seat, you're not allowed to turn your back on the Queen. You have to back facing her. So you just back away from facing her. And that's because we're trying to show her proper respect. And we have lots of those kind of traditions and rules in a way of what you're supposed to do, the etiquette of meeting important people. And I guess in other countries, it's even more strict for these kind of rules and expectations of meeting the famous, the powerful, the most important according to society. And it's interesting, isn't it, as well, that you look at these kinds of politicians and rulers across the world and actually how many of them try and keep themselves isolated, keep themselves away from the average person in their country. It's that joke about, does the Queen think everywhere smells of fresh paint? Because whenever she visits somewhere, it's such an occasion for the place she's visiting that they always give it a fresh lick of paint to make it look as good as possible. I can remember when I was at school and the Queen came to open our new sports hall. The whole school seemed to get painted. And you're just like, you know, does she think that everything always looks fresh? Does she not have a better understanding of what it should be like? And yet the King of Kings seemed to be the most approachable person that's ever walked on the earth. He almost lived by the motto that whoever wants to see me is the person I want to see. Isn't that amazing? That the King of Kings, the most important person ever to walk on the earth, was the most available, who wasn't living always to his agenda, was open to whatever encounters happened. And I love these few verses in Matthew chapter 19, where the little children, verse 13, little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them, rebuked those who brought them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. You can imagine the disciples trying to keep a bit of order, the disciples trying to keep a bit of control, the disciples trying to make Jesus into an important person, a VIP. And yet Jesus is telling the disciples off. He says, actually, don't do that. That's not what it's about. Let these children come to me. Do not hinder them. Do not stop them. Do not prevent them from getting access to me. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. What a wonderful, open-armed, open-hearted response from Jesus. That he just lets the children come to him. And I don't know about you, but often I think of that picture as being a very civilized encounter, and all these well-behaved children, smartly dressed, coming to see Jesus. Of course, that would not be further from the truth. This is first century Palestine. This is dusty. This is dirty. These children probably have been wearing these clothes for several days. They're mucky. And yet Jesus gathers them to him. He loves to have them in his arms. The Jesus we read about in scripture is not someone who cares about whether he gets his tunic dirty. In fact, he doesn't mind kneeling on the ground. He doesn't mind gathering dirt. He doesn't mind washing people's feet. He doesn't mind embracing people, no matter their backgrounds or their circumstances. Jesus is so approachable. The King of Kings is so approachable. And the beauty is, we don't have to wait for him to speak to us. We can speak to him. And yet, do we realize just what a privilege that relationship is that Jesus offers us? The Son of God, the Savior and Lord of the world, says to you and me, come close. Come close, the kingdom of heaven belongs to you. We get to join in with him. We get to join in with what the Father is doing. Because he says, come close, and let nothing hinder you. Let nothing block you. So come close to God today. What do you want him to say to you? What does he want to say to you? And give him space to speak. Don't just come with our list, our this is what I need, Lord, but rather be aware of his presence and sit with him. Jesus placed his hands on the children and he blessed them. Let God bless you today. And as we think about our youth work, how do we help young people to realize how approachable God is? And how do we make sure that we are modelling that approachability, that we're not only available for the important people in our churches, we're not only available for our vicars or our ministers or our elders or whoever are seen as important people in our church. We're not only available for the church, we're available for the community, that we're willing to get dirty no matter what, because we want our motto to be like Jesus's. The person who needs to see me is the person I want to see. Go for it.